Right. We're on a boat.
Yes. Boat edition episode
72. Yes. That's my favorite word. Every time I reference anything, it's 72.
Well, we're off track now because we had a podcast we did a couple days ago that
we had saddest
audio
story ever.
Issues. It was great. It was amazing.
Jimmy was distraught for honest to God 24 hours.
No one will ever know how amazing it was.
It was comic gold and also like the secrets to vegan health. But it's okay. We'll recap and maybe get it, you know, better the second time, maybe not. So we are on our vacation still. Jimmy and I are teachers.
Not still. No one heard the last podcast.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Jimmy and I are on vacation. We're both teachers, and so we have summers off. And so we have this ability to just go off and do whatever the hell we want to do for 8 to 9 days. And so we are from Columbus, Ohio, and we are snaking our way up to Cape Cod area. And our first stop was at Frank Lloyd Wright's house. Why are you smiling?
You keep saying we're going to Cape Cod area.
Oh, it's not. We're not going to Cape Cod.
We are going to the area around Cape Cod.
I have no idea.
That's fine. We're going to, yes, Massachusetts.
I'm like a fish out of water from outside of the Midwest.
Yeah, we're going to deep into...
Hold on, let me take a drink from my chalice. Oh, we didn't do our shots.
Oh, yeah.
What
okay.
the hell?
Welcome to Lisa Beach Meat.
Cheers.
Shots of Jack. Woo!
It never gets easy. Where's that water?
Have a
drink of water.
Yes.
Jesus, Mary.
We're on Instagram Live, but you only know that if you're on Instagram Live. If you're listening to this, it's already happened in the past. But from here on out, I think we'll be doing that. So if you follow Lisa
Instagram
Beach Meat
is fun.
On Instagram, the story goes up and it stays there for, I think, 24 hours. So you can see us. But tonight we are on a boat.
We're on a boat. So let's backtrack.
Okay.
So we are teachers.
Went on vacation.
We went on vacation. We have a 3.5-month-old Bob. I'm staring at him right now. He's sleeping in the bow of the boat. Is that the bow?
That would be the bow.
The bow. We can't travel far with him, so we decided that to make our way up to one of Jimmy's friends who lives in Boston area.
Yeah.
We would go and we would just travel up the coast, going, you know, stopping every 4 hours or so. So our first stop was in Falling Water, Pennsylvania.
Well done.
Yeah. Frank Lloyd Wright built the house Falling Water.
Yeah, so I'm still a little confused by this, but apparently Frank Lloyd Wright, a very
You're
famous...
You're confused on, like, why anyone would go to see this house.
And even what it is. It's called...
It's a cool house.
Falling Water. If you Google Falling Water, it takes you to this home.
Yeah.
This isn't a town, or is it? But it's one road that takes you to one home, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's built on a waterfall, hence the Falling Water.
I
don't know. I don't know if it's a town or not, but I
it
thought we were
town.
Going to...
No, it's
to...
on. It's on a map. It says Falling Water, Pennsylvania.
But it's on a map.
But like the
where
house
is
also
house is.
Called Falling Water.
The house is Falling Water.
The house is Falling Water, and the town is Falling Water.
Yeah. So Frank Lloyd Wright.
That's confusing.
Designed a bunch of houses. Apparently, this one was really cool.
It's extra special.
It's a tourist attraction.
It's on a waterfall. Could you design a house on a fucking waterfall?
Yes.
No, you couldn't.
I could, like, give me a fucking pencil.
No,
and
you
I'll
couldn't.
Draw you a house on fucking Mars. We should be praising the people who actually built the fucking thing on a waterfall.
Oh my God. No. It's no. If anybody out there knows who Frank Lloyd Wright is, he's a super cool architect.
Not
it
to
takes...
shit on architecture. It's insane.
Not to shit on architecture, but I could do it.
No.
No big deal.
You're designing something that other people are going to create.
Moving on. Anyways.
So, put this cool house on a waterfall.
The first night, Frank Lloyd Wright's house is super cool. I would
nice.
Pay the $10 again. I would not pay the $33 to go inside. Anyways, so we stayed at a town like a couple miles from this house called Jones Mills, and Jimmy picked it out.
Impressive.
And he posed it to me as like a cabin-esque place. And he was
as
like,
it was posed to me.
He was like, it's super cheap and it looks cool. And I was like, sure, whatevs, let's go with it. So we didn't really think about it. We're just kind of like going with it. Jimmy's checking in to the hotel, and apparently there's two fucking kangaroos sitting there behind the like the cash register.
Behind the desk, yes, as I was checking in.
I wasn't in this.
So we roll up and it says something about wildlife adventure or something. But as you would typically do at a hotel, you know, you pull the car up, it's idling, the husband perhaps or whoever's driving the car.
Yeah. Runs inside. I ain't dealing with that shit.
You stayed in the car with Bob.
Give me my little card keys. That's all I want.
It was a checkout. It was a gift shop also because it was apparently attached to a zoo/wildlife thing.
It smelled like a zoo. I went in there for the continental breakfast. Got coffee. It smelled like a fucking zoo.
Well, they had like bowls of like food and shit they could feed animals.
Kangaroo
like,
that's food.
Weird. Anyways, yeah, I'm checking in and get my key.
What does a kangaroo eat? I bet they're fucking vegan.
Yeah. They're not like killing cows and making cheese out of their milk. We should tie vegan into this because that's what the show's about, but... I'm going to go on the record to say kangaroos are vegans.
Okay. Yeah. They probably eat, like, eucalyptus.
I have no idea what they eat.
I have no idea.
It's probably not pork chops and chicken nuggets.
Anyhow.
So, anyway. So, I'm checking in, and behind the counter, they didn't mention it. I just happened to look over, and there were two kangaroos the size of dogs. Not giant kangaroos, but actual, real-life kangaroos just looking at me, eating... like dog food, like morsels.
And, turns out there was like bears and tigers and
monkeys. Not behind the desk, but
at this roadside zoo, which I'm not cool with because I feel like those animals don't belong in Western.
Yeah, this does tie into veganism, I guess.
Yeah, they don't belong there. And I don't care if they're treated well or not. A tiger. Is not supposed to be in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and that got me thinking, though, because there is this zoo culture that most Americans really love. I hate zoos, not because I love animals, because zoos fucking suck.
Yet again, we agree on something for two very different reasons.
Yes, zoos are probably the worst thing I've ever seen, and I've been to way too many.
Who wants to go hang out at, like, a hot zoo? It's always hot. Apparently, it's always 3,000 degrees out.
A lot of people.
No.
And it is 3,000 degrees, and then the animals just lay there.
Yeah, to be honest, like, this sucks. I used to live in a fucking jungle, and now I'm in Columbus, Ohio with, like, concrete walls.
Yes, I'd be the worst zoo owner.
Fuck you.
I would, like, whip the animals.
I would fucking
and say, you better fucking do something because people paid to come here.
So we stayed at a zoo. It was awful. I didn't support it. Jimmy got in a little bit of trouble for booking it. He got one demerit.
Well,
it's okay.
Aside from this zoo that we never saw.
It was a lovely place.
It was
though.
Beautiful. Yeah, it was really, really cheap. Nice. It was all wood. It was a gorgeous little hotel.
Holiday Inn.
Very clean. None of those things.
Anyways, so from there.
That was day one.
We went to Philadelphia, city of brotherly love.
I don't know why it's called that. But.
Jimmy's sister lives there. Oh, no, she lives in New Jersey, but she works in Philadelphia.
Just say it's right over the bridge.
Right. So we went and met up with her at a bar, had a little happy hour. That was super cool. We didn't really see any sightseeing in Philadelphia, did we?
Well, we drove through the city. We did not see the Liberty Bell.
No.
We did not see Ben Franklin's house.
No.
But
we were there.
It was a cool city. It was a really nice city.
Yeah,
I've been there before,
nice.
But we discussed a vegan restaurant that we never made it to, but there's a couple very nice vegan restaurants there. One that apparently is a chain, Veg City.
Veg City.
We don't know about
that
this.
That looked really cool.
There was another one in D.C. when you looked it up.
It was, it was in D.C. and in Philadelphia. It looked awesome.
Yeah, so
we just didn't have time.
Recommend this hypothetical vegan restaurant that we never went to.
It was just, we didn't have time, but it's okay. So anyways, we stayed at Jimmy's sister's last night, and that was awesome. And now, on the third day of our vacation, is that right? Third day?
Day three.
Day three, we decided by the, seat of our pants to stay at a boat, on a boat.
Almost literally. You asked me this question this morning. Where did you find this? I was on a seat, but I wasn't wearing pants.
Oh, my God.
That's
embarrassing. That's embarrassing for both of us.
Well, I was going to the bathroom, and I just pulled up Airbnb.
I don't look at my phone when I'm going to the bathroom.
What?
I don't.
It's part of the reason I've been there so long.
No. That's like James. Like, his son will... like play with fucking Legos. I'm like, hurry the fuck up. And he's like, okay. And I hear the fucking Legos. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, he's fucking playing with toys.
One of those things that you put the beads on like a little plate and then you iron it.
Yeah, and you melt them into like
the other day
figures.
I found those beads all over the bathroom. And I was like, why are they in the bathroom? He's like, well, I was making one while I was going to the bathroom.
No, when you're on the toilet, focus.
Well,
focus.
I was focusing on where we were going to sleep tonight because we didn't plan this vacation. And I pulled up Airbnb and I put in Connecticut because I knew we'd be passing through it. And the first thing that popped up was a boat in a marina. And we booked it.
And
so
that's where we are.
Now we're in New Stanford, Connecticut. We're in the belly of a giant boat from the early 60s.
I wouldn't call it giant.
It has its specs. I can pull them up. But it's about a 34-foot boat lengthwise, which is not giant.
It's not a houseboat by any means.
It's a sailboat. It's giant. It's not giant. It's a pretty big sailboat.
It's like an apartment boat.
You could sail the ocean with it.
Like a studio
boat. It's not a lake boat. boat.
Like a...
Yeah, it doesn't have two stories.
It's a one-bedroom.
Well, it's interesting because... it's hot as shit. It's like 95 degrees out.
Outside, yes.
Yes. So the way you get into the belly of a boat is, you know, you climb down on this one through the bow of it and, or the stern actually. But it's the only place where you could set an air conditioner, and we've set one there. So to get out, you have to not only climb a ladder, you have to climb
over
an air conditioner and out. But other than that, it's really cool.
Except,
I think technology has given us a lot of opportunities today to be able to hop on the road for 8 days without a plan. And that's what we've done. And we ended up in a boat.
Yeah.
And
day
we're sitting
three,
here podcasting.
We're on a boat.
And on our way here, we also used technology to find new
technology.
So we're podcasting from dynamic microphones.
This is all Jimmy. I don't do any of this shit.
It's called an H4N Pro. So we're really hoping this sounds good because, yes.
Because if it doesn't, it's going to be really annoying.
Slight investment. What are we doing? What are we talking about tonight?
Today, we're going to talk about famous vegans and how many there are and how widespread it is.
Which it's not
everyone.
That much.
Everyone
pulled my phone up to
vegan.
Look up famous vegans. And
everyone came up.
There's
Do you know who's
a
vegan?
Drake.
Do you know who's a vegan? Donald Trump.
Yeah, right. he might get to that point because
he has a terrible diet, doesn't he?
No.
He eats like fast food all the time.
He does.
Which is surprising because I thought this was my conception that all rich people ate really well because they like could afford it.
No, I think I said this on the first podcast.
He doesn't.
I asked Warren Buffett what his secret is to health, and he said, I eat fucking McDonald's and I drink Coca-Cola all day.
That's what he said.
Yes. But granted, he's gonna die in a flash with a heart attack.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, I didn't mean to. I'm not the Grim Reaper, but that's what this kind of diet does to you. Some people get lucky. Some people live a long time. I know a lot of people who have lived a very long life.
For the record, Donald Trump is a vegan.
He's not a vegan.
He's completely plant-based.
But
he's actually, the whole White House is plant-based.
Do you know Donald Trump was asked his exercise regimen, and he said, I don't exercise because that takes too much time.
It's ridiculous.
He sleeps 4 hours a night, and exercise would include too much working.
That's a lunatic.
Yeah, but he's not afraid to call like Rosie O'Donnell
a
fat pig.
Yeah.
So he's not a trim buff guy. But
no, he's not.
I think.
Speaking of exercise, we're on vacation, and I work out 15 to 20 minutes a day, and it's okay. It seems to be working with a vegan diet.
It really does. I mean. I think this is a good topic to talk about because we used to do pretty intense workouts.
I used to do classes. I used to work out at this place called System of Strength.
60 straight minutes.
And it was cardio, and it was like, you left there being like, I'm so sorry, I'm fat. Like, you'd cry. Like, it was, like, terrible.
Yeah, I would leave
there.
I made
Jimmy go to it.
Me and your friend, Margo, we couldn't hear. Like, I would lose hearing because, like, all the mucus would fly up into my head.
It was awful.
Every minute that ticked off of that 60 minutes was an eternity.
It was hard.
It was sweet. I mean, it's a good workout. If you like intense workouts and that's something that you're into, Like, go for it. Like, yeah. do that.
It was
that.
Like a CrossFit. No, CrossFit's like more lifting. This was like HIIT, that high like, intensity stuff.
Like Insanity or some kind of but like high minutes. Intensity workout. And for some people, that's amazing.
Yeah.
For me, I only did it because I wanted to get in better shape.
Yeah.
And the moral of the story is we learned that you don't need to do that to get in better shape. No. You might want to do it because it's good for your soul. You know, you like to get out the energy.
Yeah, some people are just high-intensity people.
Yeah, I play hockey. Like, I get to fight people once a week. Yeah. If I didn't get to do that, I might be more aggressive in my real life or more intense. But I get to go out there and smash people.
You would never be more intense.
I know, I'm just trying to sound like
you
a badass.
You like picking fights with people would never happen.
I don't get in fights
with
hockey at all.
At all. He's gotten in fights with people, and like I have tried to fight them afterwards.
So it's cool,
like,
bro.
Did you
it's
fucking cool, stick him? I swear to God. Like, I will come after them.
One time some guy hit me, and I was like, "Err, I'm going to beat you on the scoreboard."
Yeah. So gay. So gay.
But yeah, so I'm tough. And but anyways, we learned that you don't have to have these insanely intense workouts if you want to lose weight and be trim and be healthy.
It's all your diet. That's what we're getting at.
It's mostly diet. We had this conversation on the way here because we were driving through a lot of
construction workers. Yeah.
So you look at these guys that are out there in 90-degree heat, 8 hours a day,
just
lifting shit,
sweating,
hanging off trucks, picking up cones, driving, you know,
dying.
Trucks and
like,
and they're just
looks like the hardest work I've ever seen.
And they're messes.
Yeah, they're like, all just. Like, not no, they're not all fat slobs.
Most of
but
them.
But the people that we pass
I mean, I
by,
love them. I mean, I give them a lot of credit. They're hard workers.
The
they do a lot for America.
By,
they build their...
They're a little chunky.
Yeah, they're, smoke, they're
like,
smoking cigarettes.
I was like,
and,
how does this happen? And then we were like, oh, because they eat like shit.
It's diet, yeah. I mean, we put, you know, a small amount of energy into maybe going for a walk in the morning.
That's what I do.
Or
if
doing
you
a little
want to
bit
know
of
my
yoga.
Regiment,
yeah, let's hear your regimen.
My regiment is walking my dog for maybe 30 minutes. And then I do 15 minutes where, like, I lay on the ground with my legs upside down. And I call it yoga. Like, that's what I do. That's
and you
it.
Eat well. And you eat well.
I eat extremely well. But the eating is, like, what I'm getting at is, like, you can work out minimally and, eat well,
yeah,
and you're fine. But you know,
that's the story. I did P90X. That was my first, like, I was
workout.
Probably 26 without ever working out, and I wasn't in bad shape, but I was.
Jimmy was he was a little chunker.
I was 200 pounds. Yeah, 200 pounds.
100 pounds.
I weigh like a
when
buck
you,
75,
when you
buck
get
80
up to
now.
200, that's like a milestone.
And so I did the first 60 days of P90X, which is 90 days, hence the 90. And
so what do you do after the 90th day?
Well, that's what happened. I did the 90 days. I didn't lose a lot of weight. And then because I wasn't on the diet. And then I tried again. And I ate a little bit better. And it was incredible. I got shredded.
Yeah.
I got in too good a shape.
Yeah. And you got addicted?
Not addicted. I just... I felt better, and I got addicted to that. I'm not like
a
workout-aholic.
It's addicting losing weight.
Yeah, and seeing results and wanting to maintain them. And I'm not how I used to be. I used to be a lot more into, like, looking awesome all the time. But
you got married, and you were like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I got a
kid
now.
She's gotta like me.
No, actually, I got vegan, and it got easier.
It does.
Today, I had 2 pieces of toast for breakfast. Who wouldn't have done that?
No.
When I was doing P90X, I would have been like, this is going to destroy me.
We just were discussing how we have chocolate every single day.
Yeah, this seems to be a running theme of this.
Yeah, we're like, oh, we're so healthy. Pass me the chocolate. Can I have
some
fries?
We had fries for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Vegan fries.
Well, we're on the road. Eating on the road is difficult when you're a vegan. But one of the stories that got lost on our last podcast, that was really awesome. I feel really bad that got lost.
So we got to the point yet, but that's fine.
Is
what's
the
what's the good story?
The good story was about the food at the restaurant. Can I get to
that? Oh, yeah. Do that quickly, though.
Oh, okay. Anyways, we were at a restaurant, and it was in Podunkville, Pennsylvania. We thought we couldn't find anything to
eat. Point that thing
at
your mouth.
I thought I was pointing it at my mouth.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't like things directly by my mouth, Jimmy. Jesus.
Ladies, yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyways, we were at this restaurant and we didn't think there was anything for us to eat, but we talked to the chef. Well, we talked to our server first and we were like, we're vegan. It was super embarrassing because it's embarrassing to tell somebody you're vegan.
Especially in the country.
Yeah. Like in like Midwest, you know, Pennsylvania. That's not cool. And she was, well, I was like, I don't eat dairy. And she was like, oh, well, the filet is super good. And I was like, ugh, I actually don't eat meat either. And that was embarrassing. And she was like, I don't know. So she sent the cook out. And the cook was like, I got you. Made us this, like, quinoa bean vegetable with, like, sweet and spicy sauce. And it was amazing. So my point of the story is that even in Podunkville, Pennsylvania, you give a, you know, you talk to the server or the chef, and they might have something for you.
If it's a good restaurant, they want you to come back, or they want you to say good things about it.
Treetop,
that
right?
was Treetop. Yeah, that was.
You're ever in the Falling Water area. Treetop, super cool.
There's always someone who's interested in pleasing their customers, I guess. And she was, and she did.
She was interested.
We walked in, and I was like, ah, this sucks. I should have gone to a shitty bar and just got some French fries.
But
walked out with a very delicious meal.
It was awesome.
From a good cook.
Yeah. BTW, when we were there, our child is an audible pooper, meaning that he lets it rip as loud as possible.
For like 6 to 8 seconds.
It's the weirdest thing. I mean, this is my first child, but I've never known a child that just... Like adult farts.
No, I can have like 11 beers and wake up and fart half as long as
like, yes, like a full grown adult just ripped ass. So Jimmy went to the bathroom and I was holding our child Bob
alone.
Bob is just ripping it, and it was just me and Jimmy and then one other table outside, and there was no music playing. It was just, and we were like in like the forest. It was a beautiful setting. But it's just us and this other table, and my child is ripping ass. And this table, I'm sure, thought it was me because it was just us. And they're like, there's no way that's coming out of a baby. It was dreadfully embarrassing.
I couldn't even point at him and be like, it was him, because these sound like a grown man, like a 40-year-old,
like a 300-pound trucker that just ate Taco Bell for 3 days straight.
Unless you were standing next to him, you would not believe that this came out of him. It's impressive.
It's really impressive.
He's a vegan baby. What can we say?
Well, you know? He is. Yeah.
He doesn't eat meat or dairy. He's plant-based.
Let's talk about famous vegans.
Okay. So the first one. So here's a little more research on this. And,
so besides Donald Trump.
I think they come up. He's not vegan.
George Bush.
He only eats souls. no, but if we're going to go presidential, Bill Clinton is a vegan.
He is
and,
a vegan.
An amazing quote today. That was quoted by Neil Barnard,
the doctor.
Yeah, there was
I saw him talk.
There's a long YouTube video of George W. Bush. I'm very political, by the way. I'll speak on it more of like a fan of just history and politics in general, besides, you know, a certain angle. But anyways, there was a video, or not a video. There was a thing where George W. Bush sat down with Bill Clinton, and they had a long talk about, you know, what it's like to be president, which is fucking fascinating to have two. Very
presidents?
Different presidents that were back to back, both did two terms, sitting there for 90 minutes. And I didn't watch
like
the whole thing.
I feel like they get done with it and they're like, ugh.
Yeah,
that was
like
fucking
bygones
crazy.
Be bygones.
Yeah, like, I don't care where you came from, that was some shit.
Yeah, this is fucking America. And they had a great conversation. Clinton's just like, whatever, hey, yeah, whatever. And George Bush is like painting now. He's just like,
you know who
crazy.
I love? George Bush's daughter, Jenna. She's
oh,
on
I
the
do
Today
too.
Show.
She's a hottie.
You think Jenna's hot?
They're all hot. All the Bush
what?
Girls.
What? Well, there are the twins.
Barbara's a hottie.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Jenna, what in her pearls? Oh,
oh
gets
God.
Me going.
Yes.
Well, Oh my God. Edit that out. Anyways, the twins. Jenna is a Today Show correspondent. And I love her. She's adorable. She's super cool. And then the other one's super quiet, and she's not very public. She's very private. But Jenna Bush Hager?
I don't know,
but I love her.
Okay. Well, anyways, W and Slick Willie Bill Clinton were sitting.
Slick Willie?
Yeah. He got that nickname before the Monica Lewinsky thing.
I had no idea.
They were sitting down just talking about being president, and Bill Clinton was asked, how hard is it to go vegan? If you don't know this, Bill Clinton credits his diet with saving his life. And his response, I'm not quoting this because I didn't pull it up on my phone, but his response was, it wasn't that hard considering I've already had several bypasses and I wanted to get to know.
It wasn't as hard.
It wasn't as hard as having several bypasses and actually getting to experience my grandchildren.
Yeah. So you put it in perspective.
Yeah.
What's more important, eating a cheeseburger or hanging out with your grandkids?
Exactly. And I don't know.
That's a sombering thought.
And there's a lot of people that don't believe that that's actually going to give you longevity.
No.
But it is. It's going to give you more than longevity. Being a vegan is not just going to make you live long. It's going to make you live long well.
Yeah.
You're going to live into your 80s, 90s, 100s. Oh, I'm preaching.
Let's preach
baby.
It. Amen.
You're not going to be geriatric. You're going to be like Bill Clinton. You're going to be like somebody who's old,
whoa,
like Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter had cancer.
How old is Bill Clinton?
He's not that old.
He's
70s, 80s.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll give it to you, Bill Clinton.
And back to vegan Donald Trump. Just kidding. He's not vegan. But he's the oldest president we've ever had in America.
He's going to make the entire nation.
So I don't know what the hell that guy's doing.
Vegan. He's going to place on a presidential decree that says the whole world is vegan.
And if you don't go vegan, you
if
go
you
into,
don't
like,
go vegan,
camps.
We will kill you.
Well,
that's
anyways,
clearly his plan.
First famous vegan. Oh, what happened to your phone?
Oh.
First famous vegan is Bill Clinton, and he credits it with him saving his life. Who knew? Who knows? What if Hillary, on her campaign, her losing campaign, was out there saying we need to work on diets in America? Like my husband. Who knows? Maybe more people would have showed up and voted for her.
Is Hillary a vegan?
I don't think so.
A vegan?
Maybe she is, but it is a bad word. Even like they're liberals.
She didn't mention it.
Liberals a bad word.
She didn't
word.
Mention it at all. I bet she's not. But that's a funny thing. Where are we in time? We're just babbling.
Yeah, we're going on and on. We're 27 minutes in.
We're going to wrap this up.
One.
We're going to wrap this up.
Let's
I don't
keep it under
think
40.
People don't like long pot. No one wants to listen to this for too long.
Let's bang out some famous people. Ellen.
Bang out some famous people.
Yeah.
All right. Ellen. Talk about people we've banged that are famous.
She would not let me bang it out.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe.
No one famous.
Ellen. She's a sweetie.
Ellen.
Apparently, her lesbian
vegans,
wife.
Vegan.
Do you know that her wife is a lesbian?
I've heard that.
That's weird.
Yeah. She's super, like a Portia de Rossi?
Who is she?
Oh, my God.
Do you just know her because she's
Arrested
Ellen's wife?
Arrested Development.
Mm.
You didn't watch that show?
She's from, was she in Tennessee?
She was, no, Arrested Development. What's Tennessee?
You're
I don't
so
get
young.
It.
Never mind.
I don't get it. Explain it.
The band, Arrested Development.
That's a band? It's
oh
a show.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It's
yes.
a show. Right. It was a band?
And whatever. That's going to be our closing song tonight.
From, like, the
Tennessee. Tennessee?
No.
We're listening to that when this is over.
No.
Anyone over 34?
My husband is literally, like, 10 years older than me.
Not even close.
He's like our kid.
I don't know who Porsche is, but
I'm glad I got
she
one
was in
child
that show.
Out, because I don't know how much, you know, more's in him.
I don't have a ticking clock. I'm a man. I can impregnate you when I'm Donald Trump's age.
Because he's
Donald
95.
Trump has a 10-year-old.
That's ridiculous. Oh, my God, because he's 70.
Two. We're one or two.
Ew.
Yeah. Anyways, so Portia she was an actress?
She was on Arrested Development, a very hilarious show.
Did she get the job from Ellen or they met in showbiz?
No, they met in showbiz. So Ellen and Portia de Rossi, Tom Brady. Let's talk about Jimmy hates Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
But Tom Brady and Giselle. Well, I don't know if Giselle is one, but she just put up a campaign that she will not wear fur anymore, which is like a different aspect. But
well, I really wanted my mom to go vegan, but it's a lot of work. I understand that. So
yeah.
I was like looking up if we could send her like
a blue
apron thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like a thing that comes in the mail. So I Googled vegan blue apron, and the first thing that came up was
Tom Brady.
We should probably like say whatever this company is. Something carrot.
Smart carrot.
Something
sweet carrot. Something carrot.
Sweet carrot maybe. I don't know. So there's a company that does
carrots.
Send you
carrots.
Shit in the mail.
Whoever produces carrots.
No, it's like Blue Apron. It's one of those companies that'll send you a full entire meal to your doorstep. Just what you need. like just as much lettuce, just as much of a spice in a right. packet, whatever you need. With this vegan company, their spokesperson is Tom Brady, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me. This fucking
hates
asshole.
Hates because he's really good at football and he's a cheater.
Yeah. Apparently. Well, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, and we're in the same division. And since I was in high school, the Bills have not made it to the playoffs. We have the longest running drought in NFL playoff history.
The Bills kind of suck.
We're the last team to be in the playoffs in the whole NFL, and I credit that to Tom Brady because in the last 15 years he has been a ridiculously good football player, and he only seems to get better.
Powered by plants.
Now I understand why.
Because he's a vegan.
Yeah, he's a vegan. He's healthy. He's also like a. I gotta give him credit. I hate him because I'm impressed by him. He studies constantly, but anyways, he's plant-based. He's a spokesman for one of these companies that will send you vegan food. But fuck Tom Brady.
For our future sponsor, that's what he is.
Every year I hope that he kind of falls apart and we start to see his age. We've seen a few football players do that. But the best, especially the quarterbacks for some reason, they don't seem to whittle off. Like Brett Favre, he started to get a little brittle towards his end. He had like eight comebacks.
No one hits the quarterback, right? If you hit the quarterback, your other line
fucked
up, right?
For like
right?
3 years, like there's a congressional hearing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, he's apparently mostly vegan or vegan.
Sorry, so Tom Brady, who else?
The Queen.
The Queen of England.
Queen Bee.
Oh, you're so gay! Oh my god! I can't believe you just referred to her like that.
I just read an article and it was like Queen Bee started this company.
Oh my god. Beyonce, yes. As my husband so beautifully described, the Queen Bee, Beyonce.
And the King.
And Jay-Z. They were, well, it's like, it's debated, but there's a lot of, tabloid information out there that they are vegan for health reasons.
Yeah, and they also started a company where they're pushing also send-to-home vegan meals.
Yeah. So is that we should invest in that, huh?
No, because you cook great meals. LisaBeatsYourMeat.com on YouTube. We don't need anyone to send us shit.
That's
but
true.
We should rep it or promote it because I think that's what we're getting the most out of people is
those meals.
This sounds great. This sounds great, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how to cook it. And I did ask Lisa. I have never cooked for her ever.
No, that's not true. Not true. One night we came home and we both were really drunk. And you were like, I'm going to make you dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And you made me a sandwich, and it was burnt.
But it was good.
It was good. It was fine. I was drunk.
It was
fine.
A vegan grilled cheese.
It was fine.
But one time our friend Katie dropped off one of these Blue Apron things that was mostly vegan.
That was for my birthday.
Yeah, and she was going out of town, and they get delivered to you, and she said, I got all these ingredients. You can make yourself a meal. She dropped it off. And I do not cook anything. I don't understand cooking.
No.
I don't understand any bit of it. But the instructions were amazing. It came with just what you needed. Everything was just laid out, and I kind of had fun with it.
Yeah.
And it actually was pretty good.
Yeah,
and
it was really good. My mother loved it.
It was amazing. I can't credit myself with it because it was put together so well.
Right.
So if you're struggling, you have no idea, and you have a couple extra bucks in your pocket.
It's not super expensive, too.
It's more than going to the grocery store, but it would be enough to get you... get you schooled on it.
Yeah, but it's good for beginers.
All right,
we're
33 minutes in.
Well,
this will be a 40-minute one.
About.
We can let's bang them out and then we'll close this off and then maybe we can do another one later.
Okay. Famous people.
Ooh.
Moby.
Okay.
Moby.
Fucking Moby. Jesus.
Moby's number one.
Can we talk about how Moby always comes up as the famous vegan?
He's 101% vegan.
Yes, but he's not 100%. Famous.
Moby.
Who the fuck knows who Moby is anymore?
I know who
Moby
is.
Do you ask your students who Moby is?
Yeah, like, but my kids don't even know.
You don't even know who Arrested Development is. I'm surprised you even know who Moby is.
That is a band?
Oh my gosh.
Can you play their song? I have no idea.
Yes. Well, talk about Moby for a second.
Moby's a vegan. He's super cool. I met him. We're like best friends.
We email
back and forth.
What's his music?
It's fine.
He'll be on the show tomorrow.
His music is basically meant for the back of like ASPC commercials.
No, it's like techno, right?
Yeah.
And which techno isn't that popular anymore?
No, he like had a song with like Gwen Stefani.
All right. Mr. Wendell. Do you remember that song?
No.
Mr. Wendell.
No.
How about Everyday People?
Can you play them?
Okay, this became the most popular, but it's not Tennessee. This became the most popular.
Okay.
They were like Africans. Because arrested development was a term that people used to use racially, saying that black people's brains were...
Jimmy and I grew up in different areas.
Arrested development. It was fucked up. So they use that as their name.
No, I have no idea.
Whoa!
Nope. Never. Nope.
Here comes the...
The, like, kicker?
Yeah. Well, eventually. Beat it up.
Yeah. No, I don't know who those people are.
Well, this was the big song. Half the song.
All I hear in my head is, it takes two to make a thing go right. That's all I think this is.
You don't know this song?
No.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
I'm sorry, you're 10 years older than me, man. I can't help it. I'm just like a young kid
have
over
you heard
here.
Have you heard of Neil Young? You heard of Elvis?
Yeah, I saw Neil Young in concert.
Yeah, I'm not going to compare them to them. But anyways.
I saw Elvis in concert.
So Moby is less famous than some of the people on this list, but he's just well known. He is a vegan. He's on Twitter as like little weird guy or little...
I don't know. But I know that... So I met Moby at like this... gala in LA, and I don't want to put his email out there because I don't know if this is accurate, but it literally was like moby@moby.com. Like, that was his email.
Like lisabeachermeat@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's true. Lisabeachermeat. But I remember him giving me his email and being like, it's moby@moby.com. Well, I was like,
his top Spotify song, Porcelain, has 56 million listens. So
what?
I guess he's kind of famous.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, when I met him, he wanted to show me around LA, but he was going to Costa Rica and he couldn't like stay in town. It's a weird world. All right, I'm way off track.
Hit a couple
famous
of
vegans. Basically, everyone.
We can do another one after this.
Everyone is famous.
This is going to be a two-part.
Everyone who's famous is vegan.
I'm going to go through the list on Google really quickly. Alicia Silverstone is apparently spits food into her baby's mouth.
She chews up her food and then she spits it in her children's mouth.
We do not condone or endorse that.
No, I mean, it's kind of cool. I do that.
That's disgusting.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. That's really weird. I don't actually understand that.
I'd leave you. Woody Harrelson,
he
who's
totally
raw.
Wouldn't. Yeah, he's raw. He likes it raw.
What is raw?
Raw is where you don't process the food. So you get the most nutrients. Yeah, we haven't talked about anything like somewhat beneficial to being vegan. Raw food is in its rawest form. So you get the most nutrients out of food when it's in its rawest form. The most phytochemicals, which I want to start talking about phytochemicals.
Okay.
At a later date.
Let's close this up.
But raw food is when you don't process foods.
Next
you
episode coming soon, phytochemicals.
You don't expose food to heat at a certain degree. So like you can dehydrate things. But it only gets to like 200 degrees. So you get the most out of stuff. And it's delicious.
Don't
love
lose any
food.
Nutrients. Yeah,
love
raw
food.
I've had a couple times.
Love
in like
it
restaurants.
Raw.
You try to make a little bit. But
yeah, it was good.
Tastes, I mean, sometimes your body tells you what it wants.
Yeah.
And that
when
shit,
you eat like a salad, you're like, I'm a fucking, I'm like, give me a Nobel Peace Prize. I just ate a cucumber.
Yes. And then you eat some fries and you're like, oh, this is so good, but I'm going to pay for it later.
All right.
Just kidding. All right. Well, we'll have part two famous vegans later.
No, I think we wrapped up that everyone who's famous is vegan.
Casey Affleck.
Manchester by the Sea.
Can't talk about it.
I'm
going to
talk about Manchester by the Sea for a second.
Tobey Maguire.
Saddest movie ever.
It's going to be an hour podcast.
Oh, my God. It's the saddest movie. Kills his three children in
a
fire.
People probably
spoiler
haven't seen
alert. Spoiler alert.
You have to say that before you give away
okay.
the ending.
Boop, 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 boop. Spoiler alert. He goes out for beer. While he's gone, his house is set on fire, and his three children are killed in a fire. It's the saddest movie. Like, why would anybody make a movie about that?
Well, no one's going to see
it now.
Let's
just think of sad things and make a movie about
it.
Did
you feel things?
I had to hold back tears.
That's what movies do. They make you feel things.
Why would someone want to make me cry?
I don't know. Like, I used to watch The Office with somebody who was
and
like...
And cry?
Was like, oh, he makes me cringe. And I was like, but he's giving you like
a feeling?
Yeah, like a strong feeling, like a cringe, like a Larry David. Larry David will make you like crawl out of your skin watching him. Mm-mm. But you love it because that's a feeling.
No, put those feelings in a box, tie it up, put it in the ocean, send it down the sea. I don't want to feel them.
All right, that was Famous Vegans Part 1. Famous Vegans Part 2 will be loading soon after. So,
all right.
Lisa, where can we find out your famous vegan recipes?
LisaBeatsYourMeat.com. So I've been hitting the recipes. I've been trying to get them up there. I'm going to put a couple more up tomorrow. I don't know what day. That's the 20th. But I've put a couple more on there. They're delicious. I can tell you they are easy. They're fast. They're healthy. They're vegan. They're amazing.
If you have questions, she'll answer them.
And, yeah, please let me know. And also go to our YouTube. We have a lot of fun making our YouTube videos. They're hilarious just to make and watch. So please go watch them. And I don't think I have anything else. Do you, Jimmy?
No, that's Lisa Beat Your Meat. We're excited about it. And we'll be back soon with Famous Vegans Part 2.